Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Mike Calta Show is back on 102.5 The Bone.
Show, it's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. You want to know something so funny?
What's that?
This is not what I meant to play. What I meant to play was this mashup that's going on between AC/DC and Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I heard that.
So I'm waiting for the thing to kick in.
I was wondering.
Waiting for Bruno to see what's going on. I'm at a minute and a half, and I'm like, still no Bruno.
This is a live version.
Picked the wrong, the wrong thing, as usual. Anyway, enjoy a little live AC/DC.
By the way, the other thing is Back in Black. It's not even.
Well, I
Thunderstruck.
I have it right here, but I must have hit the wrong button when I was trying to fast forward it because it takes forever. I'm gonna fast forward a little. Trying to play.
Yep.
If you're wondering why we're playing the extended version of the
live song. Thunderstruck.
Happy birthday to the lovely Janice, who is the wife of my friend Casey, who is on the Twitter box. DJ Mingle Mix. Ooh. Janet, it's Janice Mix's birthday. Yeah, Janice
happy
Mingle.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Happy death day to Fast Eddie Clark.
Oh no.
Fast Eddie died.
Fast Eddie Clark from Motor Death died.
I don't know who that is. From Motor Death.
He's the,
Motorhead.
Or Motorhead. Death.
Motorhead.
He died, Motorhead, yeah, he died. He was 67 years old, the guitar player.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Aww. A lot of people care. Yeah.
Who, though? Who's really, who's upset today? Josh. You and Josh. That's it. Who are they saying is going to replace John Gruden now on Monday Night Football? You have big shoes to fill since Gruden was so good at doing the Monday Night Football.
I don't know.
But I don't know. Who does he do it? Mike Tirico? Like, I don't even know who he does it with anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
But there is an odds-on favorite on who's going to be in the box now.
Everybody seems to love Tony Romo.
Here's I can't stand Tony Romo as a play-by-play guy or a color guy, whatever he does. But everybody loves him because of his knowledge of the game. He is calling plays before they happen. This is what will happen. This is what you're going to do. But I don't enjoy him at all. It's too much of, this is what I would do, this is what I would do. Okay, like, you don't get that from Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
You know, it's your insight and your knowledge of the game, but evidently people seem to be loving him, so I'm in the minority there. But who is going to replace John Gruden on Monday Night Football? It is a former player.
Warren Sapp?
No, that would be Warren.
Yeah.
Look at that dummy.
Is it somebody who's broadcasting now?
No.
They're going to pull somebody in.
Kind of like Romo. Never did it before. But he's probably going to be really good at it.
Somebody who recently retired or has been retired for a while?
Somebody who's recently retired. It's a very obvious choice that you're not getting.
Did they just retire last year?
I believe so. Maybe the year before.
Brett Favre?
No.
Peyton Manning?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
That would be. I like Peyton Manning. You don't like him? Too much of a
dude. And he's not funny. And
who is that impression of?
He's got that nasally weird. I don't know.
Like a little I'm southern.
I'm not a fan.
Really?
Yep.
Who would you put in there?
Boo! I'd put in a goddamn professional broadcaster.
like John Gruden?
Yeah.
He's not. He was a coach.
But he was.
No.
Something, yeah. Yeah, he had
to. No, he wasn't.
Yep.
Nope.
He did something. Mm-mm. I'm telling you.
He was an
English major?
Coach. So what is an English major?
I was going to say almost every athlete is a communication major.
That's right.
That's all they ever do.
I'm the only one who wanted to study communications in college to actually be in communications.
It's just the easiest degree.
Oh, the lady from Connecticut School of Broadcasting got mad at me.
Why?
Which one?
I don't know. One that probably shouldn't be running Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Yeah. The one that told me that to not get into radio because all the spots are taken up.
Who told you that?
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember that story, but who was it?
That was good advice. You should not be in radio.
Oh, come on. Yeah. But it was like the head lady when you go in and get the tour and all that. I can't remember her name.
Somebody on my Facebook posted something about Connecticut School of Broadcasting, like who is in charge or who's the head of Connecticut School of Broadcasting, and I wrote something like, does it really matter underneath? And they wrote me a very nice email and said, hey, you know, we haven't had the pleasure of meeting. I don't know if you've ever been here, but, you know, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting is responsible for, I'm trying to find the email so I can read it to you, but the Connecticut School of Broadcasting is responsible for a lot of people that are in the Cox building, including Micah and Dinah and Kayla.
Yeah, Kelly.
Right. But my problem is
Dinah
that...
Dinah and Kayla are both not here anymore.
Right, but they all have jobs.
They were not here. In the building.
Nikki.
And...
But my point is that they could have done the same things by doing an internship and not wasting $10,000.
Oh, no. It is way more than $10,000.
Well, whatever it is. But also,
way more.
My problem with the Connecticut School of Broadcasting is you're being taught by people who failed at radio.
Like, well, people who work at... teach. That's the same.
But, and again, I'm not knocking them. A job's a job.
It sounds a little bit like you are.
Okay, but I'd like to clarify because I know it does sound like that. But I'm not saying... What I'm saying is that if I'm going to learn about construction, I want to learn from somebody who is successful in the construction business, not a guy who... was a bulldozer driver and now teaches how to run construction. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like the construction, like the Connecticut School of Broadcasting is run by like...
That's not a good analogy.
I know.
If you want to become a professional football player, you don't want to learn from a guy who is okay in high school.
Yeah, or a guy who
never made it to the pros.
Right, exactly. You know? That's my problem. And on top of that, I'm paying a ton of money for it.
But that's not true because there's a lot of high school coaches that get players to the pros.
Okay, then let's just talk about Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I don't want to learn from people who sucked at radio.
But really, that school is just teaching you how to use the equipment.
Okay.
Did you go there?
Did you go there?
I did not.
No, we just did the tour. Mm-hmm. We were gonna go there.
Right.
And then but luckily we were able to intern. We don't do interns
anymore.
Which
is basically all they do
is
help get you an internship because once you get somebody in here in this building, this is where they learn everything.
Yeah. Right.
Micah didn't learn anything from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. She's learning it all here.
Yeah.
Hands on experience is the best thing you do. Again, I mean that in any job, not just the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Just call them CSB because it's too many letters. But the hands-on experience is better than anything that they're going to teach you. But my thing is, if you're going to get taught, you want to get taught by people who know what they're doing. And to me, like I think I can't think of one person over there that is teaches that is successful. And I think Seth is teaching over there or did teach over there. Still proving my point.
Yeah, but Monica does. Monica teaches over there.
Still proving my point.
Well, she's in radio. She's on a very highly rated show on this station, and she does traffic.
A lot of that's luck. A lot of that lined up.
But
luck.
Here's somebody you could learn from. I taught bartending class while I worked in a high-volume nightclub and made a lot of money and was very successful at bartending, and I taught a bartending class.
That's pretty cool.
That makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
I may go back to my thoughts on Monica.
Monica has been in this industry
for... Yeah, she's
for...
working a long time.
Yeah.
And she's successful at it. Take it back.
Thank you.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's still a lot of luck. But yeah. I take it back. She knows what she's doing.
But no, I mean, like, yeah, it is. It does have luck where you end up. But
does
also,
she teach over there?
She used to.
I wish she was here. I want to talk to her.
I don't know if she does at this moment, but
call
I know
Seth. Do you know Seth's phone number?
Yeah, yes.
For you people holding, we'll play your stupid game. Just hang on. I got other things to talk about.
Question. Let me play devil's advocate. Okay, is Monica successful?
Yeah, yes. Well, she...
Is this her only job?
No, but hold on. Yes. But not just successful monetarily. She's worked in... If she's teaching there, it's not because she was fired from radio. She still works in radio. She still works on a highly rated show. She works on the number one radio station in town. And she has done radio for a long time. So I take my initial thoughts back. Are you calling Seth?
Yeah.
Okay. You can just put him on hold. I'll pick it up.
You can't. Do that.
Oh, God.
Will you call him?
Technology. Come on, Seth. I know you're listening, you son of a bitch. Get on this phone and talk to me.
He's not listening.
He is listening. He listens all the time.
He's already in the office every morning, 7 o'clock.
Isn't that what he said?
Yeah. He said that.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Never seen him in the building.
Is he teaching that to his kids? He's teaching them lies. Liar.
This is what you do. You tell them you're there at 7 because no one will know.
Are you not answering?
Yes, I am calling him. It's Rand. It went to voicemail. What do you want from me?
I'm a call right now. I'm calling him now.
He knows.
Better answer the phone now.
He's not going to answer. He's scared.
He didn't invite me to his wedding.
He hates you.
I'm calling Professor Seth Kushner. He is the scaredest guy I know.
Oh, God.
What are you doing, for the love of God? You're live on the air.
I'm live on the air?
On my phone, on speakerphone, because you didn't answer when Carmen called you.
I wasn't on my phone. I just heard it the second time.
I'm going to hang up. I'm going to call you live on the air. Bye. Yeah. Which phone line? Which one?
Warm.
Warm it is. 7-1 He better answer. I'm giving his phone number up.
Do it.
Oh, it's two rings.
Kushner residence.
You're live on the Mike Calda show.
What's going on?
Are you nervous when I call you?
Always.
Why?
Always.
What could be the worst thing I could ask you about?
It's never anything good.
That's not true. What if I was like, man, I just want to tell you I miss you?
That would be okay, but I don't see that happening. I don't see that as this kind of show where you just call people up and say you miss them.
Now, hang on. Did you call him at his house or did you call him at the office?
Yeah, you always say you get here early, but we never see you here.
It's funny because I was actually here. I was actually there every day this week at 7, and then I wasn't.
So it's us you don't like is what you're
really
saying.
Because I ran into you at the stairwells coming in at 11.
I was probably coming back for the second time that day.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the reason I'm calling you...
I mean, you can go check my key card if there's some sort of...
We will.
We got cameras.
The reason I'm calling you is because I have questions. Are you teaching at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
I have. I had a class that I was doing. I was supposed to teach 2 weeks ago, and I had John Senning do it. But, normally I go...
You had John Senning teach your class?
I rest my case right there. First of all, why you were supposed to... What was the class?
The class was talk radio or intro to talk radio.
And how many people are in that class, you think?
John said there were 6 people in that class that day.
Okay, and then, so ladies and gentlemen, a guy who's been doing radio for 15 or so years, 20 years maybe, Seth Kushner, know what? John Senning, the guy who answers the phones for Jugarabo, is going to come teach intro to talk radio?
Yeah, well, I'd
ask my money back.
He was a former student, so I figured it was good to, hey, listen, I went to CSB, and now I'm on a radio show, and he has his own show from 6 to 7, so I figured it was a story of triumph that the kids could really, you know, hold on to.
All right, besides you, who is the most successful teacher at that school?
I would probably say, from what I see when I get the list, Paul Porter, who does the Lightning introductions and the Orlando Magic introductions, he teaches there, and then
Matt. But he doesn't teach about how to be a big voice guy. I mean, he's very good at that. I think Paul Porter does a great job at stadium announcing. What is he teaching? What is he teaching about radio?
I think he's teaching some aspect about sports, and then Matt Salmon, I know from the Lightning, the director of broadcasting, goes in there. Those are the only names that I recognize when I get the teacher list, you know, once a quarter.
Now, from what I understand, most of the teachers there are failed traffic reporters.
You know, that's a good possibility.
Thank you.
How much do you get paid to do this? What's up? Hey.
Carmen wants to teach a class. By the way,
Carmen wants to teach a class?
You are on the number one rated show in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
On the number one station.
Yeah.
And you still shouldn't be teaching that class.
Yes. Okay. Agreed.
Just wanna make sure.
I'm just saying, if I get paid,
what? How much do you think you get paid to teach that class?
Like $100.
I think it's less.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, that's cheap, right?
$100.
For how long?
I mean, it's 3 hours, so.
Oh, no.
Oh,
oh no.
God, you know how much you could make 3 hours on a webcam show, Carmen?
Yeah.
Yeah. You too, Seth.
I'm going to teach that class. I'm going to go teach it. When is it? When's your next class? I want to go teach it for you for free.
Well, they normally do it. They do talk radio like once a quarter. So
I don't just need to do talk radio. I'm just going to go in there and tell them to forget everything the traffic people told them.
You could. They would love it. They love when they get legitimate personalities in there. It's a big deal. Oh,
I'm glad you said it. Legitimate teachers in there.
What, I'm not legitimate? I feel like we had this conversation before, and you said I was okay enough to teach a class.
Yeah, because you are successful. Like, first, Carmen said that Monica, and I was like, gotta be kidding me, but then I revisited that, and then I was like, Monica is successful. She works on a successful show, on a successful station. She's had a solid career. I agree with that now. I take that back. My initial thought was wrong.
The worst part about being a teacher is then when you're done, all the students hit you up for jobs and...
Which is really all that is them connecting kids who want a job with people they know at radio stations.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's good. Not everybody, you know, goes the intern route, so I think it's good. A lot of these people do get placed, you know, whether they're in promotions or, you know, part-time on-air stuff.
Yeah, my advice is you could probably just call the radio station and be like, I just want to learn. And they'll hire you.
I would just, if I ever taught a class there, I'd go, I don't know. I mean, I walked into a full-time position, so
yeah.
I don't know how the rest right? of the people do
but
it.
You have your college degree.
Nope.
Well, you have your high school diploma.
Nope.
No?
No.
You have a certificate?
No.
Wait, and is this something Carmen's endorsing right now?
No, I was saying that the woman who runs the school sent me a very nice email about some comments that I made online.
Oh, Shana?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know her?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do. Yeah, of course.
Oh, here it is. I am the director here at CSB, so she's in charge.
Yeah, she is. They did a talk radio workshop or something on a Saturday, and she thought I was the greatest person ever because I got Drew Garabo to go out there. So
she mentioned that in the email. She said that. Hold on, I'll read the email. I hope she doesn't mind. I'm afraid I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you in person. She was very nice, but we do have many friends in common. Which is the reason I'm very sad to read your Facebook comments that you make. We are lucky enough to have so many alumni of Tampa campus working in your building, like Ryan Adams, I don't know who that is, Micah, and so many of our favorite instructors, such as Seth and John Senning. Right there is where you lost me. And we were even blessed enough to have Drew Garabo give a speech to our class out of the kindness of his heart. Vomit. So... yes, other than you bringing Drew to them, they've had... now, what is Shana's background that she's the director of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
You know, I got to tell you, I actually have no idea. I think she used to be on the radio locally, but I don't know to what extent. I haven't had an in-depth conversation with
now,
her about it.
Now, you've been in this market for how long?
It'll be like 16 years, I think, in August.
If I were to say the name Nancy Alexander to you, do you know her?
Of course I know her.
If I were to say Ted Webb, do you know him?
Yes, I do.
If I were to say Bill Conley?
No, I don't know Bill Conley.
Mason and Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of all the other people whose names you do know in the market in radio over the last 20 years.
Christy Knight, is she still on?
Okay, you know Christy Knight. What I'm saying is this woman who runs the school, you don't even know who she is. You think she might have been on the radio here.
I'm like 100% sure she used to be on the radio, but I just don't know to what. I could find out for you.
I would assume she did radio in Connecticut.
You would think, though, that somebody runs a school to teach other people about radio, you would automatically know who she is. You wouldn't have to research it. You'd be like, oh, that Nancy Alexander, she did radio for 30 years.
Well, you know, she finds the people in the community that, you know, are on the radio, much like John Senning and Matt Salmon.
Yuck. I'm out. I'm going to open my own school, I'm telling you right now.
Can I dress?
You should.
CSB2, Calta School of Broadcasting, Deuce.
Do you want to go to Terry's dunk school, or do you want to go to Dr. J's dunk school?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a great example.
Terry seems
but
like
Terry
a
But played
guy.
In the Canadian Basketball League.
Can he dunk?
They never actually played.
Terry was actually on the Washington Generals.
Yeah. I'm opening CSB2, Calta School of Broadcasting 2. It's free to anybody who wants to come. We're going to do
Can
weekend
I be an instructor?
Yep. We're going to do weekend seminars, and we're going to teach kids how to save their money and still follow their dreams.
But Mike will never be there.
Doesn't matter. You can text me anytime. I'm going to start teaching online classes. Which would be 5 minutes of me teaching and then the rest of me complaining about stuff.
So basically your Facebook Live videos.
Right.
Yeah, on go watch those.
Today at Facebook Live, I'll be teaching a class on how to be a radio superstar. Seth, you want to take my class?
I need to take your class. Yes, I need to get to the next level in my career.
Yeah, by the way, I was very much against your skills as a sidekick and producer yesterday, listening to Drew's show.
Yeah, but can you catch a donut in your mouth when tossed to you?
Cannot.
Yeah,
he cannot.
So how good of a sidekick
he cannot toss it the right way.
Nope.
As Spanish and I first try.
Absolutely.
High five. Damn. I don't even like high fives.
Yeah.
Your high five is too aggressive.
Sorry.
It hurt my hand. My hand stings now.
Sorry.
And my elbows got some. I'm an old man.
That's going to be one of the classes at Calta School of Broadcasting.
How to high five properly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Without hurting people's hands.
Seth, I can't believe.
What do you mean you were against my skills yesterday? What does that mean?
When that guy told Drew that he wished his kid died of cancer in his arms and then he called up to apologize and you guys were so forgiving, I wanted somebody to be like, nope.
Never. Never
SBK
forget.
Was still kind of mean in a good way. I wanted to tell that guy, I wanted to let him talk and be sad and then go, I hope your face falls off. I was in the car with my wife doing the show with you guys. And the guy goes, I'm just going to say I'm really sorry. And I said to my wife, I was on the air, I'd say, I hope the rest of your face falls off. I hope you don't die. I hope you live as your facial extremities fall off. While you're talking to somebody, I want your nose to just drop off.
Keep you alive like the guy in Seven. Where you just keep him alive with the pine tree air fresheners.
Yeah, that's terrible.
did your wife agree with you that she wanted the guy's face to fall off as well, or did she think that we should have forgiven him?
No, she's kind of middle of the road. She was like, I don't know. My wife's one of those people, she feels bad for mean people.
2018, yeah. Never forget, never forgive.
Yeah. Right. Oh
my God. No complaining.
Grab it by the pee.
Yep.
Me too. Hashtag me too.
Make America hate again.
Seth, why is there a bicycle in the studio?
Oh, man, I'm sorry about that. John Senning was supposed to take it out yesterday, but he was too busy teaching at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. We got it. I think it was from Tom the Tree Man for your bike thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the bike thing. And
there's one kid sitting at his Christmas tree still waiting for
Ryan.
Did you add it to your guys' count?
No, I don't even think we added it to the count. I think we're
sure.
We've still got toys from like 2013 in the office that people dropped off that we've never taken out to a toy drive. So I think it's something.
Wow. Way to build it up, Seth. Yeah. Way to let everybody know what a legitimate toy gathering event you guys do.
We also have a bunch of cash, too. Yeah. We're having a party this Friday.
It's very legit, but we're, you know, when people come to the radio station instead of the toy drive and they drop stuff off, you know, there's been a lot of turnover in the assistant producer department and, you know, things just fall through the cracks.
You should see all these Apple products I'm putting on eBay.
the Apple a day stuff is all gets dropped off. There's no extra iPads or anything lying around for that.
By the way, one Micah Rotunda just texted me and I was unaware of this. She said Bill Connolly actually taught her at the school. Mm. There is a guy that deserves to be a teacher at the school. And she said it kick-started her career, but she also worked three internships before she got hired anywhere, which really...
They have they have like a Hall of Fame at CSB where it has all, you know, the former people that went there and, you know, where they're working right now. And it says Micah Rotunda, WWE. It doesn't even say 1025 The Bone on the name.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. Well, listen, if that's the route you go, then go for it and love it. I'm just telling you, it's my opinion of it. And I'm like, I have a hard time holding my opinion in.
Hey, and another thing I want to let you know, and I'm sure you don't care, and I'm just putting it out there because I talked to John Brennan yesterday. If all the shows get to go on the Celtic Cruise this year, I'm in. I'm going.
First of all, I do care, but I don't believe you. Why? You see, you wanted that baby. Now it's here, and you're like, I got to get out. I got to need some time alone.
I heard it was going to be like it was going to be a few days this year, not like the whole week thing. I don't know if that's true, but
so right now, I will tell you right now, it is back to the old school Thursday to Monday out of Tampa. That's the plan.
Okay, I can get into that.
I would love that. I would love if you went.
Because you're back Monday morning early.
Yeah.
So if you guys wanted to do your show Monday, you still could.
Yeah.
And can you bring a baby on this thing or no?
No. No babies, no wives.
They say that in the thing.
No wives?
No wives, no babies. Who are you?
Okay.
You want to go on a cruise and bring your wife and a baby with you?
What do I do without the wife and the baby?
You hang out with us and be a man.
Have a good time.
Yeah, you learn what it's like to be a real man.
Okay, well, I don't know. I guess it's time I learn. It's been almost 36 years.
You know why? Because you've really been around the wrong people.
I've hung out with too many women in my life.
Yeah, like Fisher.
Safe around them.
Yeah, it's time we man you up a little bit.
Okay, I'm ready. Do I have to take my shirt off or just cut the sleeves off? Or
no,
what's the plan?
We're not gay men. I mean, you can if you want to, but we're not. Why does Seth have a shirt off? I don't know. I think he's coming out. No, he just.
Plus, if you take your shirt off, then Mike takes his shirt off, and we all see his weird my football almond nipples.
I want SBK to go. He likes cruising, and he's fun, so I would like you all to go.
Yeah, no, SBK was excited that I said I was going to go. I think the whole show wants to go this year.
All right, that would be a lot of fun. Then we could do, man, when. I got to tell you, I about peed my pants when Drew was like, we're going to suggest this, then John's going to suggest we fly Roger and JP, and why don't we leave Roger and JP in New York and use the money that we're... That was hilarious.
Oh, for the Drew Grabo Live prom that we want to do this year?
Yeah, I'm in for the prom. I want to go to prom. I'm on board with the prom for sure.
Okay, because I'm going to go to the promo meeting on Monday, and then hopefully we can do it. We're going to do it for Apple Day, where people can bid on us to be the prom dates, and then we can sell tickets and make even more money than we did last year.
I think that's a good idea. There's so many great venues we can do it at. We can get and we got to do it where we got to get the corsage and wear tuxedos and the whole deal.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. I love this kind of stuff for Apple
Day. Prom pictures.
But who do you go to the prom with? Like, you go with whoever bids on you, right? You can't take Phoebe to the prom.
Well, that's Drew's rule, is that there's, you know, no wives or girlfriends. You know, it's easy for him to say have that rule. So
listen, I love that rule, but at the same time, if Phoebe wants to go, she should buy a ticket and take another guy.
Oh yeah.
Well, I don't think she needs to take another guy. I think if she wants to go, she can definitely go. But there's no reason for she doesn't have to have a date. You
yeah,
know?
She does. It's a prom. What loser goes to the prom with no date?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think maybe she. I would be okay with her being a loser that night. I don't think she needs to be with a strange man.
It doesn't have to be strange. It could be somebody you know, like a friend.
You're not allowed to go to prom single.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she'll be C-block and you're the lady who paid to go out with you.
I don't, okay, I don't like that idea, but well, we can tweak it. We have plenty of time to tweak these all out.
I want
to
go with a lady, and I want to go and raise a lot of money, like a lovely Helen who bid on me last year. I had a ball with her. She's a really nice person.
How about this? So you have the lady bids on you. You know, to go, and then there's different prices for different things.
I'm in for the prom. I think that'd be a lot of fun, and but definitely the rule, no, not a wife thing. Now, if my wife wants to go, she can buy a ticket and take a date.
Okay, yeah, but not my wife doesn't need a date. Right?
I don't your think wife your wife should go at all.
Well, then why does your wife need to go?
She doesn't. But I'm saying, if she chose, if she was like, I want to go to your prom, I'd be like, great, go buy a ticket and take a date.
Yeah.
We're trying to raise money for charity here.
Who else is at this prom? Like, anybody who buys a ticket?
Yeah, so anybody who bids on us gets to take us as a prom date. But then if you're like, I never got to go to my prom, or I want to go to a prom again, you can also go, but you got to buy tickets to the prom like you would normally. Seth, where was your prom in high school?
Mike, I didn't go to the prom. That's kind of how this whole idea started. I don't even know where it was. I never went to a homecoming dance or a prom. I know, big shocker.
My prom was at the Trump Plaza Hotel in Manhattan.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It was pretty goddamn expensive for a poor kid from Staten Island, let me tell you that. And he had to get limos and the prom tuxedo and all that stuff and the prom tickets. It was an expensive prom that I had to pay for myself. So now I'm ready to go and actually have a prom I can enjoy. Good.
But didn't you go to prom with the listener?
I did.
Yeah.
Which was very uncomfortable.
How'd that work out?
Great for me. I was single at the time.
Yeah.
And she was 18.
And you were how old?
27.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. It was wonderful. Yeah. She was gorgeous.
Me too.
I walked in.
Hashtag me too.
No. I walked in and I was like, I walked into Eric Logan's office and I put this on the table. I go, we got a problem. And I go, what? And he goes, this. And I looked at it and he goes, oh, man, who is that? I go, my prom date. And he goes, don't have sex with her. I go, I can't. Legally, I can. She's 18. And he's like, oh.
That seems like a good word.
Oh, she was so pretty.
I went to prom with my ex at the time, and I ended up breaking my hand. Yeah. Well, she asked me, and I said yes because I don't have any backbone. Mm-hmm. And I went and ended up punching an elevator because I was upset, and then I broke my hand.
You were upset that she asked you to go to the prom?
I was upset that she didn't want to have sex with me because I figured, all right, we're going to have sex because it's prom. And then she ended up ditching me and going to some party, and I went to a different party and got blasted and then punched an elevator.
I don't want to do that at our new prom, Seth.
I had two dates on my senior prom.
Oh, my God.
Of course. Black one and a white one.
No.
Who were they?
They were. One was a friend, but he got me in trouble, so I decided to get back at him and invite a sophomore. So then there was three of us, and they had matching tuxes and matching everything.
Oh, my God. He didn't know. High school kids.
And then they banged each other, and you sat there and watched?
Yeah, hot.
I'm going to the prom with your friend Monica, and I'm ready to go.
Oh, boy.
Just a bit.
I don't think she's making Mike Kelce money. I don't think she'd have enough money to bid on you to have you be her date.
I'll lend it to her.
All I know is every year after we do the Apple a Day, there's girls who are like, oh, I would have bid so much. I go, you didn't hear about it for the month leading up to it.
Yeah, I don't really care. I just wanted to be somebody fun like the last 2 years. The last 2 years we've had good times.
Yeah, it's been great.
We should find a different way to do the bidding, though.
What do you mean?
Like, because we do it on air. And
we should do it on eBay.
But yeah, I was going to say, like Galvin said, a lot of people are like, oh, I didn't hear about it. I wasn't able to bid that time. So if you do it somewhere like online and put it up for like a week or something, then maybe we could raise a little bit more money and maybe those people who say they didn't hear about it would get a chance to actually bid.
Or would we just hold like a function and people could bid on us in real life? Yeah, wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, we'd stand up
like
there.
Like a meat market.
No, you got too many events. Just pick one. Put it online.
Put it online. I like
Why don't you go punch an elevator?
I did. It sucked.
I just had a lady email me. She's interested in going to CSB 2, the Calta School of Broadcasting.
Nice. Yeah. Today, live video. Yeah. Mike's first class.
Master class.
I'll be teaching a class later on in the afternoon. Also talking to you about possibly bidding on me for the prom. When is the prom, Seth?
We're going to talk on Monday. Oliveira said he thinks it's going to have to be probably in June because he thinks we're going to have to get outside prom season so we can get limos and all that stuff. So we're looking probably late May, early June.
Let's do it before prom season.
Yeah, do it before prom.
Yeah. Prom's like
let's
in April.
Let's prom then.
Let's do it in
April
March.
Prom. March? I'm out of town in March.
Oh, April prom.
April prom.
February prom. Ooh.
I'm going to my first promo meeting in like 2 years, so I'm going to throw the idea out there, and then we'll see how quickly everybody wants to get this rolling.
Right now.
All right. Well, keep us posted.
Okay, definitely. Thank you so much for being a part of it.
Good luck at the CSB. When's your next class?
I don't know. They haven't asked me back. Ever since I turned my last class over to John Stenning, I haven't been invited back yet.
How many classes have you taught?
I have taught... I've done two semesters, a total of six classes. I've issued the talk radio final exam where they go do a 15-minute talk radio show, and then I grade them on that.
Oh, my God. I would kill to see that. What would you grade this last segment? It's been like a half hour. What would you
this
grade?
You would get an A++++ for this segment, so.
Because I'm like a bully with you. I force you into giving me an A+.
No. And trust me, like when you're going with these kids, like if they're just able to get out a sentence or they're able to engage their co-host, like that's how I'm actually just looking for them to be able to have a conversation and execute a little minor content.
All right, here we go. You ready? Ready? Final thought of the day. Seth Kushner, radio veteran, CSB teacher. What member of this radio company I mean, on air staff in Tampa, CMG Tampa, what member of this company will be the next radio star?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's why I asked it.
I will say John Senning.
You do. That's what you think. Your money is on John to actually like own and do his own radio show.
Yes. I don't know if it'll be here, but I think that I just it's hard to find good hosts. I just think John's somewhat of a natural, only been on the air for less than a year. So I have a lot of hope that he's going to continue to develop and grow. I like Anna Hummel a lot too. So, but I'm sticking with John because I'm around him every day.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. That's your prediction for the future from your professor, Seth Kushner.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, Teach. Good talking to you.
All right. I'll see you.
See you later. Save your money. Bill Conley was teaching class. I didn't know that. I pulled that out of my ass. And that's a good teacher. Nice. That's a guy who had a long career in radio in the Tampa Bay area. And then he can teach you a thing or two. The rest of them? Crap.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.